It's a Friday quickie here. Sorry we're late. We had to record it this morning because we had to bring my man, K. Marco, into the mix. It's a three-man show today on KFC Radio. Today's episode is brought to you by DKMS. If you haven't heard yet, we've been telling you about DKMS for the last couple years. They are literally saving lives by finding bone marrow doctors for people, donors, for people who might not have a chance at recovery. Baby Elias, he's only a year old, along with 22 other people who have recently been diagnosed with DKMS, the rare genetic disease. He's got no immune system, so a cold or infection could be devastating. He's a little guy, though. He's fighting strong, but he needs your help to find a bone marrow donor. You could save his life right now. Just think about all the things you take for granted. Playing outside, playing sports, doing all this fun stuff when you're growing up. He can't do any of that, but you can help him if you find a donor. Sign up now. Go to DKMS.org for a free swab kit. All you got to do is swab your cheeks, return the kit to DKMS. They'll check the bone marrow registry, and they'll see if you're a match. If you get the call from DKMS, say yes, and you could be a donor today. Save guys like Baby Elias. Or you can text Barstool to 50555 or go to DKMS.org to find out if you are a donor.
That is three Kevin ad reads in a row that I will be participating in.
Yeah, buddy.
This one for sure.
Save lives, kid. Who knows? Baby Elias, you know, he's got a fight ahead of him. And if he didn't stay alive, he wouldn't be able to fucking listen to the Carter Five. It took how many years to come out? There are people who are probably suffering from diseases who are like, God, I just want to hang on in time to listen to Carter Five. And guess what happened? They fucking died. They fucking died and they didn't get to listen to Carter Five.
How long has it been that he's been waiting to put this out?
2013?
2014 was last I heard about it, and then they had the whole like lawsuit with Baby or whatever, so he's basically holding it hostage.
Yeah, YP sent me, he's a big Drake, Lil Wayne stan. He sent me this like whole timeline of it, and I mean, it is a, if you are like a diehard Lil Wayne fan, this is a long time coming. This dates back to 2011 when the Carter 4 drops. So everything after Carter 4 is like, all right, Carter 5's next, Carter 5's next. Right. And then it just became mixtapes and drama and fights and lawsuits and seizures and Katie Couric interviews.
Katie Couric interviews before then, because I remember I was at Mardi Gras and I was in college. And I said, Ms. Katie, I'm a gangster. Like probably 1,000 times that weekend. Anytime anyone asked me anything, Ms. Katie, I'm a gangster.
I guess so. They finally make up. They're all good. Like, I guess it was maybe a month ago. Birdman came out on stage, flat out said, I'm sorry, which was the most mature thing the rap game has ever seen. Like, there's been beef and there's been squash beef. Like, even recently, Drake brings Meek Mill out on stage, and like, obviously, it's cool. But Baby was on stage and he was like, I just want to say, I'm sorry. I apologize, Lil Wayne.
People forget they kiss on the lips.
Yeah.
So weird.
Everyone's focused on Tom Brady now. Baby and Lil Wayne have the original weird kiss on the lips. Yeah.
I forgot just about Baby. And when me and Logan went to that party, what was it? The
VMAs?
VMAs, that's what it was. After the VMAs, we went to the party and Slim and Baby were there. And I was like standing right next to Baby, and he was talking to whoever the head of Republic Records is. And he was standing there just listening to him and the whole time just doing the hands thing. And I was like, he does it! He does it in real life! I was so excited.
The gif is real!
Just sitting there listening to a guy just constantly rubbing his hands like,
They are some of the cooler guys in the rap game, or at least the more, you know, important and badass. You take note. You know their gif. You know their moves. You know their lines. You know everything. Are you a Lil Wayne guy, Keith?
Yeah.
I mean, we all are, but like you're a big Lil Wayne guy.
Wayne's probably my favorite rapper of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I would say when he came out on stage at the Patriots Super Bowl party, it was
electricity.
Almost more euphoric than, you know, coming back down 28-3.
Right.
I think we knew some people were there, but I don't think we knew Wayne was there. So he came out, and I was just like, that. He was kind of one of those ones where like the whole team came out. He was on stage, and the whole team was like,
I gotta see this.
I gotta be on that fucking stage.
You know how you remember like very specific images of like VHS tape covers and DVDs and stuff you had when you were a kid, and they just stick in your mind? The Block Is Hot album cover with him standing with the chain with like the cartoon fire behind him. That's probably
those original. I guess it was Cash Money. Was it Juvenile when Juvenile and them were hot? Was it Cash Money at that point? Whatever record label that was, I don't know if it was called Cash Money or not. Their album art was always ridiculous.
Yeah.
Flames and money and like gold coins falling.
It looked
like
the same
it
thing.
Like Photoshop. Like people were just like messing around in Microsoft Paint.
Oh, exactly. And Paint. It was the same thing for each artist too. Like Juvenile was the same as Lil Wayne was the same as like with the Big Timers or was that one of them? I remember.
That was. I mean, that's. I feel like you gotta have some miles on you to know when Lil Wayne was like the, just like the guy they were putting on features here,
yeah,
and there, like
the kid and Back That Ass Up.
Yes,
was he like
he was
14?
He was like,
yeah,
so young, and it was like Juvenile was like popping, and then it was Manny Fresh and Birdman were like rapping, and they were like coming up. There was all these other guys in the crew. Oh yeah, we'll throw Lil Wayne out there, and he was like, oh, he's like 15, so he's kind of like, yeah, his little Bow Wow joke. But hey, he must be like pretty good if
when
he can already put
himself
on a song.
How old was he when he shot himself? I think he was like 13 when he shot himself.
He dropped out of school at 14. He was like, you know, he was like an honor student, like straight A's, like head of the drama club, like really talented.
I feel like they say that about everyone who drops out of school, though. Where it was like he went to University of Houston, like even though he didn't graduate, whatever.
Oh, well, I don't know, but they say that about Lil Wayne.
Yeah,
I don't know,
he's definitely one of them. He's a savant, which is, yeah, I mean, like, very true. There's so many stuff, so many things you've heard about Wayne where I heard there was one thing when he would make albums by just touring, and he had an extra bus that was just a studio, and he never
make
wrote
it on the
raps.
Fly. Yeah,
he would just go in there.
You
and
have to be
rap
super smart to do that. And
for
back
sure
then, he wasn't, like, guzzling lean.
I know.
Scissor,
that's the
so
thing,
like,
is right now he's been, like, in this lean-induced haze for like a decade.
He's kind
straight
of Jesus, like Jesus.
Oh.
I mean, he's died three times.
Yeah,
at least. Bill Cosby, not Jesus. Lil Wayne, I could see it.
Remember he was 12 when he shot himself.
12. Okay.
Remember that period where it was like a live, like death watch for Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Like TMZ was. We were just hanging.
TMZ has reported Lil Wayne's death at least
a thousand
times.
Yeah, times. He's been on the plane having seizures. That's where Caesar came from. The Caesar salad seizure. That was one of the all-time Twitter screw ups when everyone was like, "Oh my God, Lil Wayne had a Caesar."
he got if I remember correctly, he like got on a plane. They had to immediately land it because he had a seizure. He said he was fine, got on another plane,
had another
in the same day, which can't be good for you.
Like, stop getting on planes. You're not healthy, man. And just his whole, I mean, he's like, he's tiny, right? He's like 5'2".
Yes.
He's like diminutive.
Small.
He's always
little dude. He's like 135 pounds.
I saw him at the Nassau Coliseum in what had to be the worst concert of all time. It was like Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, and it was at the shitty, I mean, the Nassau Coliseum is the worst building on the planet Earth.
It's so amazing picturing you at this concert.
Oh, and so to get in, you had to go through the metal detectors. And they just had, like, two metal detectors on, like, either end of the Coliseum, like, the entrances. So there was just a line, like, 1,000 people long out to the parking lot. And it was just like, well,
that's what Yankee Stadium's like.
Yeah, well, right, yeah, which makes, I mean, the Nassau Coliseum, it should be like that. It's a fucking barn in the middle of Long Island. No one knows what they're doing. But it was just like, well, we got to check all of you for guns and knives. So we're all walking through these things.
Wayne, he went on a little stretch doing tours where he just basically got too fucked up every night.
Yeah.
And had to cancel it in the middle of the show. When I was at FSU, he came to like the arena there, just didn't show up.
Right.
Just didn't come. It wasn't.
Being a rapper is the best. You just get to do that.
I didn't go to the concert, so I'm not speaking firsthand experience, but I remember I was out that night and everyone was complaining. They're like, he just didn't come. And then we were at the club in Tallahassee called
but
Chubby's.
He's there for that.
And he was there. And everyone was like, dude, you just didn't go to the concert. What are you doing at the fucking bar, man?
That's like when you're in school, you couldn't play in the game that night if you cut class, if you cut school. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you got to be there for the fucking concert if you're going to be at the party afterwards, Wayne. So what's great, I mean, imagine this though. Like, he gets to drop this album, big album, 23 songs, Carter 5, huge fanfare. I'm not doing any work.
What do you mean?
Like the work has been done.
I just had,
You know what I mean?
Like when you save blogs and drafts for like weeks and then just put them up later and it looks like you're working.
You get
it's
all
like
the
Chappelle
credit
on Netflix.
Right.
We'll give you $20 million for an old stand-up of yours. Done.
So he gets to just drop this. He hasn't even been working hard. It's not like he's been slaving away in the studio. I don't know if that takes away from the release. You know, usually people are like, this is the culmination of such hard work. And it's like, it was hard work, but it was like 8 years ago, so I don't really care anymore.
I hate the 23 song thing
so much. Too
like,
many.
Everyone does
I don't like the other end, too, though. I don't like the 7 songs from Kanye, but 23 is like...
No, just a normal album, but I mean, they have to do it because of the streaming setup. Like, the more songs you have, the more streams and money you make. Like, it makes sense. That's why, like, Drake did it, Migos does it. It's like
double
what you
album,
have to do to, like,
system.
Pop on Spotify. Yeah,
right.
Spotify
and they also sell the merch with an album attached to it, so you buy an album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't charge you for the album, but it's just like, and you get an album.
Right.
Like, I got Travis Scott's Astroworld merch. It's just a fire shirt. And then I got an email saying, and here's
here
the
you
album.
Go.
I got Spotify.
I'm all set.
I'm good. I didn't even open that email.
I mean, I get why they do it from, like, because the streaming services take so much money off of it, so they have to do it. But, like, it sucks from a listener experience. Like, it dropped at midnight. I was tired, but I need to listen to it because everyone was talking about it. And I had to stay up till like 2 to listen to each song because there's 23.
I tried to do that and I couldn't.
I said, give me the top, have someone have top 10 songs ready in the morning. I'm going to put that on a playlist.
I made the mistake of like waiting until midnight and seeing all the buzz about it. And I did not want to be
then
left out.
Then you got excited. Yeah,
I can't be left out. I wouldn't have been able to sleep. Like, fuck, everyone's talking about this and I'm not in it.
Do you like the way, like modern album releases versus like old school, where it used to be like you would either go get the CD or you would even like be there to just like download the actual songs versus now where it's just like that, like what you just described. It drops, there's buzz, people are excited, but usually it's at like midnight or overnight and there's like a lot to stream through versus like, I guess you kind of used to be able to do it on your own time. It was just like when I get to the store to buy a fucking CD, I'm going to do it.
I mean, it's definitely great how you can have it instantly and there's like social media so you can instantly be in a conversation about it. That's definitely better. Waiting in line at Best Buy to buy the CD and like holding the CD in your hand and putting it in your Discman and like it's skipping every other song. I mean, that was awesome.
It's awesome. I love that. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I don't like how there's so many songs.
No.
I like how you can get it instantly. I remember the day that I downloaded, my dad downloaded Napster for me and we downloaded Forgot About Dre. It was the first time I like pirated a song.
That's a classic feeling. I bet you a lot of people have that as their first like pirated song.
Forgot About Dre?
Yeah, it's up there.
I don't know what mine was. I know my first cassette I ever bought. If You Want to Be My Lover, Spice Girls.
Wow.
My first two CDs, I bought them at the same time. Chocolate Covered Starfish in the Hot Dog Flavored Water and J-Lo on the Six.
What an eclectic mix from our guy.
I always keep it guessed.
I remember, I feel like Green Day Dookie was like my first CD.
I remember that.
I remember Legal Drug Money. Lost Boys was up there. That was a good one. That was when I was like a 8-year-old black kid.
I don't even know who those people are. I've never pretended, I never will pretend to know much about rap, but when I liked a rapper, I fell in love. Like I knew the Country Grammar CD front to back. I knew every single word.
People don't respect what Nelly used to do. Nelly went diamond. 10 million records.
Really?
But you had to go to the fucking store and buy it and stand online.
I didn't even know diamond was
million.
A thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. That was the Country Grammar album because that had Ride With Me and Country Grammar and all the other shit.
So good.
That was Air Force One. Yeah. That was everything.
There's not many who have gone diamond, I don't think. Rappers who have gone diamond is like a very exclusive
list.
Even
Sweatsuit was good. It was a ridiculous premise. But it was like
Air Force One is ridiculous too. Nelly is ridiculous. Yeah. So where do you rank? Do you like Carter Five? You probably have listened. I've given it like a once through. You like dug into it.
I did the snippets last night. I've been listening at my desk today. I mean, it's good. It's not, I like middle Wayne the best. Like early Wayne is obviously how he started, but then when his voice gets like deeper and he gets older is when I like him the best. Like as soon as this came out, the first thing I did was download The Drought 3. I say The Drought 3 since I'm like too white to say The Drought, but The Drought 3
Little
is,
Wayne, The Drought 3.
His mixtapes that he just threw out are his best stuff ever. Mm.
Dude, that was, I mean, I'd spend all, I wouldn't go to class. I'd just spend all day on Datpiff listening to Lil Wayne mixtapes.
Like he literally, for that mixtape, he just listened to the radio for a while. Recorded songs over the beats, and then he was like, I don't even know how many I came up with, let's put it on a mixtape. And they're like, you have 3 mixtapes of material.
Right.
He's like, oh, fuck it,
put them all out. Yeah.
And they're awesome.
I mean, as far as the Carters, I feel like Carter 3 is like the one, right? The main, considered like the best Carter.
What was the hit song from that one?
I think that had a bunch. I feel like that had the song with Jay-Z, Mr. Carter. I feel like it had Mrs. Officer, all that shit.
That had a Millie. Lollipop.
What did I have... My car that I bought in college had a Lil Wayne CD in the player, like they left it in there.
Oh,
and
wow.
I would blast it around
Entourage
Atlanta.
Style.
It was the Carter 2, because it started with Fly-In. Yeah. So that's the song that I would blast like cruising down Frat Row as a 18-year-old white kid, and it was a dope song.
Carter 3 had Mr. Carter, a Millie, Got Money, Mrs. Officer, Let the Beat Build, Lollipop.
Dude, Let the Beat Build. Is that the real video when it's like a one shot with a orchestra?
I don't know.
I think it is the official video for it. And it's just Wayne like walking through a music studio of sorts, and it's like, and that's how you let the build bitch.
It's hard to rap.
The beat build bitch.
Rebirth was such trash, but everyone hated it so much that I decided that I would like it.
Yep, contrary, I know that.
And Drop the World on it is one of his best.
Drop the World is fire.
There's a Flux Pavilion little dubstep remix of that song that I would encourage you to download, because that was on my like running workout mix back when I used to do those two things, and that was a fire song. Sorry to interrupt.
I didn't know interruption.
There was a time, I feel like if you were growing up, if you were of the right age for Wayne's prime, it was monstrous.
It was, I think it's a big thing that at least Tyler, I see Tyler to kind of debate it a lot. He was kind of doing it a little bit last night before I fell asleep, where he's saying, you know, people try to tell me that Drake's peak was higher than Wayne's peak, and it's,
oh, no, sir.
It's not even close.
Oh, no, sir.
Drake's a monster, but Wayne was, people were concerned, Wayne was the only artist alive for like 3 years straight.
You talk to guys like Caleb, YP, who kind of were right in that wheelhouse, and they're like, he is absolutely the greatest like rapper and artist of all time. Like, no doubt about it. So this has been a long time coming. If you really dig into the timeline of the Baby, Cash Money, lawsuits, the shootings, the tour bus that got shot up, the seizures, I mean, all of it. But I got to say, based on all that, I feel like it's kind of anticlimactic. Like, yeah. I don't know how many songs off of this people are going to be like banging forever.
Yeah, Uproar is sure. Fucking hot.
Yeah, yeah, and but that's like, it's funny because I always get in this debate with people about old rap versus new rap, and everyone's talking to me about Uproar, and it's like, well, that's special delivery from 2001.
Yeah.
So
it's good. And then it goes into the Travis Scott one, which I don't know if it's just because I love Travis Scott, but I think that's my favorite one. That and what's the other fucking one we were just talking about?
The one with the, like, kind of like that throwback. Remember when he did a rap over like the Too Late to Apologize remix?
It's too late to apologize.
And it's like, it's kind of like the high pitched voice like that was.
Can't be broken.
Can't be broken. Yeah.
Oh, that's I like Can't
and
be broken.
And the
broken.
One
that's
with Snoop Dogg, Dope,
and yeah,
Words.
And that was like, that was just like explosive.
The rest are just kind of like, I'm going to listen to it more, but the rest were kind of filler to me.
That's what I feel like. But you can't say that. Lil Wayne is up there with Kanye for like, I tweeted out that it sounded like Lil Wayne made Special Delivery again in 22 other songs. And people were in my mentions all fired up, and you click on them, and they have Lil Wayne as their fucking Abby. I'm like, okay, well, I know where we're at.
How'd you feel about your boy XXXTentacion being on song number two?
My boy. I mean,
the ultimate takedown blog.
I actually, taken down a dead dude.
Well, you deserve it.
People were telling me I'm back after this week. I was back when I was dancing on that dead guy's grave. I don't actually take it or leave it with XXXTentacion. I don't actually care about his music one way or the other.
I want to be one of those guys that's like, I'm not going to listen to this song so he doesn't get the streams from
right.
It. Like, I'm going to listen to this song.
If it's
whatever.
Good, you're going to listen to it.
I listen to the Chris Brown song. Chris Brown's a scumbag. But
absolutely, man.
I'm not like taking
it. Out heat, though.
That's all that matters. Like,
but just win, baby.
Yeah. Tiger Woods wins games, wins matches, good. Fucking Chris Brown puts out beats and can dance, good to go. Doesn't matter.
I don't know what to tell you. I actually saw an interesting question kind of posed. If there's an art, like your favorite artist, is there anything they could do that would make you
write it off for good?
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine if there's video of your favorite artist like murdering someone.
Oh, I don't think I care.
If
he murdered
someone
I
knew about.
Yeah, murder.
If he like murdered a child?
Oh, well, a child, sure.
Murdered a girl.
If
murdered a girl. Like if Chris Brown had like killed Rihanna when beating her.
Yeah, okay.
So
murdering a guy. I automatically assume male-on-male violence, because that's what it usually is.
So dude murder, all good.
Yeah, I'm fine with
baby
that.
Baby or female murder, you're not listening anymore.
Probably not listening anymore, no, Chris Brown, definitely not listening.
But like, in the privacy.
Unless they put out a banger.
In the privacy of your own.
What am I going to do, you know? Unless they put out like a real heater.
I would probably, if we're being straight up in the trust tree, I will probably listen to whatever I want to listen to in the privacy of my own home. But I'm not going to be
tweet
like,
about it.
I'm not going to be like, at the bar, fucking dance into it if you murdered somebody.
I should probably tweet about it too. I'd probably be like, look, I don't know what you want to say. This song is fucking hot.
Like, there's in a vacuum here, bud.
I mean, it's one of those things like Mike Tyson is a terrible person.
Terrible. We all laugh at him.
He got a face tattoo, so it's fine.
Yeah. Like, he's in the Hangover.
He drummed to In the Air Tonight in the Hangover, and it was fine.
Everybody likes him now.
There's really, I don't think we talk about it a lot. Like, I don't think anything is irredeemable.
Let's hope. Final verdict. Give me a letter score. Carter 5.
B minus.
Yeah, I was going to say B minus too.
Oh, we didn't mention Mona Lisa. That was my favorite one. Yeah. But that one.
I just don't like Kendrick, and I want to, and I just don't.
That one I heard.
His voice bothers me.
What's his name? Pharma Bitch Boy. Shkreli. Shkreli? Yeah. Leaked that one in like 20, that was happening, and he put out the live stream. He leaked that song, and that got me excited about it. That was, 2-3 years ago?
Yeah.
So I forgot until it came out.
Is he in jail, Shkreli?
Yeah.
He's
I don't know if he's currently. He got big time jail time.
If I was a rich villain like him, that's what I would do. That I'd do what he does, because there's nothing better than having music before people. And right. Like, have you heard this yet? It's like I'm streaming.
When you give someone any recommendation, I think Dan actually wrote an article about it, blog about it. A few years ago, about how great
breaking news
to break news someone.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he posted that blog
right before the bombing,
moments
right?
before Newtown.
Right.
Moments before.
I remember that.
It
People
went
were
live.
Mad at him. He's like, I can't fucking.
Yeah, I think he ended up taking it down, but it was like, he posted it at 9 a.m.
And it was like, good news, bad news, tragic news, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's
and
great.
It was immediately. And then we stopped blogging that day.
Right.
So it was at the top. And right. He ended up having to take it down. But it doesn't matter if it's news, TV shows, movies. If you know something
music,
that someone someone else doesn't know, it's the best thing in the world.
Music is especially like, yo, I've heard that and it's a banger. You haven't heard it yet?
YP does that. YP still does the streams that aren't exactly legal.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, so that's what I used to do. I used to have it a week before everyone, and I became the guy that was like, oh, I heard that. That's old.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like doing that anymore. I like to wait till it's out so I don't get.
Do it with everybody?
Yeah, YP still does it. So at like the day before it comes out, he's tweeting about all the bangers and stuff, and I feel so fucking left out and lame.
Right.
And it pisses
me. But in
me
reality,
out.
He's just tweeting to nobody because nobody knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You could do that too, actually.
Yeah.
Next time, just be like, oh my God, that
just
song.
Check out the track,
just check out the track list and be like, this song's awesome.
Oh, you know, did you see the Post Malone thing?
No.
Post Malone was, if you Googled the Carter Five last night, all the top stories were that Post Malone, at the last minute, like literally sprinted to the studio to do a verse for the Carter Five. And that was all of the headlines. It was like, Post Malone's on it, Post Malone's on it. And then it came out, he's not on it.
No.
So that would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Like Post Malone.
That would have been actually... Like,
Post Malone's been hanging out with our boy Mike Studd for
two weeks
straight.
I know. Is he like living with him?
I don't know.
I meant to text Mike about that and be like, can you...
He's very similar, Post Malone. He also almost keeps dying.
Just Post like Malone,
Wayne.
Yeah.
Almost died on a plane, just like Lil Wayne.
I feel
both like
even,
kind of rock star.
Even yeah, their music and their style are kind of similar. Like I feel like those guys just get together, doing like singing, rapping with like live instruments, kind of like rock music, and they just get fucked up. He drinks his beer. He drinks his lean. They both almost die.
You just watched my brain work in real time.
Like you got that. You were doing that. You looked like Kanye in the studio. You just kind of like, that was me being
smart.
I'm gonna explore that a little bit.
Speaking of Kanye, you see his tweet getting ahead of the fact that he thinks Carter Five is gonna beat him.
No, it's Kanye tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh.
He tweeted, like, Yandi is coming out on, coming out on the 29th Saturday, the 29th. We're going to come in second to Wayne, and that's okay, because the world just needs Ye and Wayne going, da-da-da. I was like, you fucking hedging motherfucker. You don't get to do that.
But, I mean, he's 1,000% right. Wayne,
no way. Kanye will absolutely be number one.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
No. Yes.
You don't think so?
Nope. I guarantee it.
Nope. Nope.
I mean,
I would have said 100%, but your confidence has me down to like
Kanye West?
No,
for sure.
No, Carter Five is going to do like huge numbers.
That'd be interesting.
Let's make a bet.
Okay.
What do you want to bet?
I don't know.
I'm going to abstain from the bet because I don't know.
I don't know how to gamble, so I don't know. Whatever you want to bet.
Well, I'll just pride's on the line.
I say
Kanye West will
be number
one.
I'll take the Kanye side.
Okay, I'll take Wayne.
All right.
You're so confident. I'll take Lil Wayne. I don't know, so I just go with confidence. You seem very confident.
Kanye West is the biggest
fucking
superstar
on the
planet.
Well, Wayne's got so much nostalgia. People have just been waiting for this for so long.
Like, but
people who make Barstool shirts, nostalgia plays huge. Nostalgia is a very, very big thing.
No doubt. Kanye West is like a fucking political figure now. He's got the Kardashian effect. He's got the music effect, the art, the clothes effect.
How many tweets leading up to this week did you see, even from Barstool employees, so pumped about Carter Five? You seen one about Kanye?
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot more than Barstool employees.
I know, I think it's a good sample size, a couple hundred people. I've seen zero tweets about since I tweeted it, quote tweeted it, and went yes.
Very good point.
I do think that like there is less buzz for this Kanye album. Like, I don't know. He should just put out.
People
one
stayed
album.
Up last night at
very
midnight
stupid.
To listen to Carter Five. I don't think many people are going to do that with Kevandi.
I think they will.
I will.
Kevandi.
This is tough. I'm going to play this exactly like I played the rap battle feud with you and Nate.
Right down the middle.
I'm going to play it right down the middle. But beyond Kevin's side.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll catch you guys on Monday. We'll find out who's right, who's wrong. Weigh in on Twitter. Who you think is going to win the weekend, Yandi or Carter Five?
7 years in federal prison for Shkreli.
Seven.
Just looked it up.